So Pastor Whaley is going to pray in Mandarin only.
还没开始的时候，让我们一起低头祷告。 Let's pray for today's meeting. 亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你的灵教训我们，你给我们今天平安的来到你面前来仰望你。我们也感谢你，叫呼叫王牧师来到我们中间。我们今天早上求你的灵与我们同在，求你保守他，祝福他今天的信息，教训我们每一个的心。 让我们受到你的灵的感动，让我们知道你在我们教会的心意。Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for calling Pastor Arthur to us. We ask that your spirit be with us. You open our eyes, open our hearts, so that we understand your plan for this church. So that we understand the message he's going to give us. Bless us. We look to you for guidance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Scripture.
我们是有一段的经文，需要我用两种语言来读。那是在哥林多前书第一章25到23节。 Pastor Wang 有 two, it's hard to switch. Has two scriptures. I read in both languages. 在 First Corinthians 1章25节，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。 弟兄们呢，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的也不多，也有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，就有智慧的受苦；又拣选了世上软弱的，就那强壮的受苦。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。 使一切有舌系的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。与经上所记夸口的，当指着主夸口。For the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. So that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Good morning, church.
早上好。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Did I say it right?
Yep.
I practiced this whole week in the shower. I'm very thankful that we can finally meet in person.
我非常感谢神可以一起来在实体上面看见面。
Because my Mandarin is extremely limited, so I'm very thankful that today you can accommodate me by worshiping together.
感谢大家能够有个联合聚会，用普通话和英语一起来敬拜。
I can't tell you how much I love having kids in the sanctuary.
Well,
no, it's not there. I just made it up. I love having kids in the sanctuary.
我非常喜欢有孩子在那个崇拜里面。
I want to tell you up front, I have an amazing ability to put babies to sleep.
因为我的看孩子是不是我的强项。
In my old church, every parent brings the newborn into the sanctuary.
要我去教会呢，所有的家长就是应该在这里。
And when I preach, they fall asleep.
所以, okay.
But I love having kids in the sanctuary.
我实在是喜欢整个家庭就在这里。
I really want to thank you as a church that you have been able to discern with me and my family over the past year.
我很感谢这个教会能够与我一同的来寻求神的旨意。
My last job interview was 23 years ago.
我上去了那个面见的时候呢，是23年前。
I was applying to be a pastoral intern at the time.
那是我是个兼职的牧师。
I was interviewed by the senior pastor and an elder for no more than 15 minutes.
那个时候呢，主要是主任牧师还有一个长老来见我。
So needless to say, this week was quite a different experience.
这是很简单，是不是？
But I really, 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 really do mean this when I say I appreciate, as a church, you have put such put together such a lengthy and careful and thorough discernment process.
我非常感谢，因为你们这个教会能够用这么长的时间来寻求神的旨意。
This journey for us began about a year ago when I sat down with Pastor Stan for a cup of coffee.
我来的开始是什么时候呢？是见那个文牧师的时候。
I have known Stan for many, many years, as Pastor Brendan said.
我认识的文牧师也很多年了。
I wasn't looking for a job at the time.
那个时候我不是要找工作。
I was just asking him, what is God doing in the West?
我就只需要看他，问他这个加拿大的西面神的工作是怎么样。
And as we talk, he thought that I would be a good fit for the role that he left behind in Edmonton.
尤其他是在埃蒙顿的地方。
And the next thing you know, I'm here.
所以我就来到了。
I've been a follower of Jesus since 1992.
1992年我就信主。
Reflecting on these 30 years as a Christian, I come to agree with Blaise Pascal when he says, in the voice of Jesus, he says, you would not be seeking me if you had not already found me.
我想这一句话就是，你不是你寻找我，是我寻找你。
What he's saying is, as the voice of God, is you found me because I have already let you find me. As in, I already found you.
这是因为神已经认识我，已经呼召我。
Even though I didn't grow up in a Christian family.
虽然我不是在基督教的家庭长大。
I believe there is a God.
但是我知道他知道我。
But when I found him.
但是我找到他之后呢。
I realized it isn't me that found him, it's God that found me.
这不是。 这是我找的他，他找的我。
He found me. So, when I worked for Bell Canada, I thought about going to become a pastor someday.
也不知道他是要我做这个牧师。
But at 24 years of age, God said, "No, it's right now."
但23年，我现在已经站在那里做牧师。
Not when you have a family, not when you work for years of you know all this life experience. No, I want you now.
不是。
You want me to work now, like as in 24 years old, go to become a pastor now. And even though I had it all planned, I was going to pursue a PhD study. God made me wait for years before he provided me with the funds to do so. God waited for years before he gave me the money to study. I'm not here because I'm striving for something.
我不是在这里，不是因为我是很强壮的一个人。
I'm here because God has already found me and leading me on this path, on this journey.
我在这里，因为神已经找到我，已经带领着我。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord our God, we are standing in the Holy of Holies. We sometimes forget when we worship together. We are standing not outside, not even in the holy place, but in the Holy of Holies. The only reason we're standing in the Holy of Holies
is because of Jesus Christ our Lord. We are standing on holy ground because the presence of God is here. And so, Lord, let us take off our sandals of self-righteousness. Let us take off the sandals of self-preservation. Let us stop thinking somehow we are worthy to be here. No, it is purely by your grace that we are here. And so, God, we gather together. We want to hear your voice. We want to listen to you speak to the church today. And Lord, as a church, we grieve with the city of Edmonton. This past week, we lost two of our fine officers because they were trying to protect our city. And Lord, we grieve with the families and the police officers and their friends who they left behind. And as a church, we stand in solidarity with those who suffer. For you said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And we are to mourn with those who mourn. And so, Lord, we bring them before your throne of grace and ask that this very moment, that grace will be poured out from the heavens into their hearts. Let their hearts be filled with a peace that passes all understanding. And let our church be given opportunities to serve our neighborhood and to be a presence in our city. Speak to us, Lord. We wait for you. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. The sermon title, God Loves Small People, there's a story behind it.
这个讲道的题目是一个来源。
One summer while I was working as a pastor, I was coaching our church youth softball team.
有个夏天的时候，我是一个教练，这个棒球的教练。
In one of the games, we were playing a team of giants. Playing against a team of giants.
但我的对手呢是非常高大的一群人。
Now, so for some odd reason, the youth at Jaffrey Church are small.
不知道为什么在贾父门教会的孩子都很小的。
Someone once said that the church looks more and more like their pastor each day.
可能呢，若果你请我的话，你的可能的每一个人都小一点。
So you think about this carefully.
所以小心一点啊。
Look at us. So you see the Mandarin congregation and the English congregation might actually shrink in physical size.
那你们看看呢，每个人都可能变小了。
We were like toothpicks to the opposing team.
在他们看来，我们像是牙签一样。
The other team was physically bigger and stronger than us.
对面哪一队人呢？他是在身体了，在力量上面呢，都我们强。
They were hitting the balls out of the park, and this is just warming up.
看的时候，当他们在那个热身运动的时候呢，我们看到他是多么的强。
They were catching balls like the ball was attached to their gloves.
看他们所做的是非常的厉害。And we just sat there stunned. 所以我哪一队人呢，都是很安静的看着，很惊奇的。Now,
at this moment, I am the coach.
我是他们的作为一个教练。I
have to say something. My team was scared.
我需要鼓励我哪一队人。So
I said, come together.
我说了，你过来吧。I
know what you're all thinking.
我知道你们怎么想。
We are going to, they are so much stronger than us, we're going to lose big time.
他比我们这么更强更大,
but do not be afraid.
不要害怕,
because God loves small people.
Because因为神爱微小的人.
I thought I was absolutely inspirational.
我觉得是非常鼓励的一句话。
This is my Mel Gibson Braveheart moment.
这是我的一个非常重要的时刻。
My team is going to run out there and we're going to win.
我那些队人呢，可以走出去就打胜了。
They looked at me like I was lost in La La Land.
他看着我好像是我不知道有神经病。
We lost the game big time.
那一天呢，我没有赢，但是输了很厉害。
From the start, I knew my team was an underdog.
因为我的 结群的人，我一队人是个平庸的人，微小的人。
Sorry. We good? Okay. Good.
Underdogs are those who are at a disadvantage.
平庸的人呢,
they lack strength.
他们没有力量,
they lack power.
没有强壮,
skills or competency, experience or size, they're just destined to lose from the beginning.
技术经验都没有,
but nevertheless, there's something inspirational.
但是有一些是激励我们的,
when you hear an underdog win,
但是呢, 当你看到一个平庸的人, 打胜的话呢?
We're so inspired when we hear underdog sports teams win.
我们就受到很多的激励,一个平庸的一队人,
like imagine the Toronto Maple Leafs winning the Stanley Cup.
你想一想呢,这个多伦多的球队赢了,多么惊奇。
But I'm not sure whether they'll do it or Jesus will come back first. I'm not sure which
one first. 但是我不知道是怎么样。
Imagine an underdog team winning basketball championship.
你的一个很平庸的一队赢了一个史丹利,
or some Olympic athlete coming from a poor country, poorly trained, but yet they win the gold medal.
一个弱势的一群人赢了一个奥林匹克的一个奖章.
Don't we love watching movies that where the protagonists are weak?
当我看到这电影里面，那主角了非常弱的。
But they somehow end up being the winner.
但是他最后呢，他赢了。Parents,
how many of you read The Little Engine That Could with your children?
你有没有
Come on, admit it.
有没有读过有能力的小火车呢？
That's the story of an underdog.
这是一个很平庸的一个小火车，没有能力的。Remember
when Ukraine the war started?
当那个 乌克兰的战争开始的时候,
Ukraine was also the underdog.
乌克兰是一个很弱势的一个国家。
Why are we so drawn to the stories of the underdog?
为什么我们被这个弱势群体来吸引呢?
I think actually most of us identify with underdogs.
因为我们都是与看到这个弱势的人，我们就知道他很像我们。
Most of us are not top dogs in our careers.
大部分的人都不是在最强的这个地位。
Do we have any billionaires in the house?
这里有没有亿万富翁呢?
If we do, do not forget to tithe.
那如果你是亿万富翁的话，不要忘记奉献。Sorry,
most of us are not famous celebrities.
很多人都我们都不是强壮的人。
How many of you got millions of people following your social media posts?
就是很多人是在那个社交平台里面跟随你呢。
Most of us are not the smartest, most good-looking, or the richest people that people look to.
大部分的人都是很帅的，很有人来跟随他们的。
Our world pays attention to the wealthiest, the smartest, the best-looking.
我们的世界是 对那个有钱的、有能力的、有地位的，都是很注目。
But most of us do not belong to that category.
但是大部分的人都不是这样。Have
you noticed that the story of the underdog is so prevailing throughout different cultures and different people groups?
你记得有不同的人对很多弱势的群体。
I would argue that it's because it gives us into a glimpse into the kingdom of God.
弱势的群体让我们看到明白一点神的国。Think
about most national anthems.
想想我们的国歌。
How they would use words like strong, free, brave, glory, sovereign, victorious.
国歌呢通常是光荣啦、强壮啦、胜利啦来唱。
Words like humility, repentance, confession, childlikeness, weakness, those are not words that's going to be on any national anthem anytime soon.
任何一个国歌都没有说你是谦卑的、悔改的、认罪的、好像小孩子的、软弱的。
But even these words, even though these words are not on national anthems, they are the very words that Jesus describes God's kingdom.
但是虽然没有用这些句，但是这是神的国度的缩影。
Without a doubt, the Corinthian Christians heard about the kingdom of God.
毫无怀疑的，那个哥林多教会听过神的国。
But sadly, many of them didn't understand what it means to live in that reality.
但是在实际上他们不明白。
Like Pastor Tim talked about this last week, about a false reality. They're living in a false reality.
好像是我们是很多时候是这个一个假的一个事实现实。
The church in Corinth is located in a metropolitan city.
哥林多教会是这个很大的城市里面。
It's a seaport where major trade routes pass by.
是一个大的广口，有很多的商业的中心。
It boasts of much richness in culture and arts, and it's an economic powerhouse in the region.
有丰富的财富，有丰富的文化，有很好的艺术。
It is a metropolitan city characterized by diversity, all kinds of ethnicity and religious practices.
这个城市呢是非常之大，有多元的文化，有国中的宗教，有多元的阶级。
And there you will find slaves and aristocrats.
这是实在是非常的一个非常大的地方。
And based on Paul's letters, you realize that Corinth as a church reflects the city.
但是根据 保罗的书信呢，这个教会是反省当时的那个城市。They
have many wealthy individuals.
有一些有很有钱的。They
have also slaves in the church.
也有一些奴隶。Very
influential people.
有些普通人。But
also very ordinary people.
有些很多的普，有些很普通的人。But
this church from the outside looks very strong and powerful.
但是这个教会在外面来看是很强的。But
if you look closer, they are a deeply divided church.
但是你看到里面呢，是这个非常分裂的教会。They're
embroiled in lawsuits.
但是有一个诉讼呢。They're
caught up in sexual scandals.
在这个性丑闻呢。At
the Lord's Supper, they bully each other.
他屋上的弟兄姐妹
and these super apostles claiming to be very influential and very smart.
有一些门徒的他们是觉得是他们最强有力的。
The apostle Paul had a difficult time confronting this church.
那个保罗有很困难的时间来领导这个教会。
I don't know about you, if I were Paul, you know what I would say?
你看到保罗说，你知道我怎么说呢？
Well, I'm gonna if you're so strong, I'm gonna show off my resume.
如果是保罗的话呢，他应该是去看到他的学历。
I was circumcised on the eighth day.
他说我是在第八天受割礼。
I know it's kind of weird, eh? Hey, I'm circumcised on the eighth day. It's a Jewish thing.
Okay. Yeah, 这是犹太人的很骄傲的地方。
I'm from the people of Israel.
他是以色列族
Tribe of Benjamin
这边长文系派的是希伯来人所上的希伯来人
As to the law of Pharisee
在律法来讲他是个法利赛人
Zealous as a persecutor of the church
他是逼迫教会的
Righteousness under the law blameless
在律法上的义是无可指责
He could have said all these things
这是他应该所做的
But instead, Paul opens the letter by saying, I'm just an apostle by the will of God.
但保罗说他是没有能力的使徒。And
he says, I come in weakness and in fear and in trembling.
我来到你们那里要软弱,要惧怕,要先进。His
message did not in any way demonstrate high-sounding philosophy or worldly wisdom.
他的信息不是让人觉得他是很高尚的、熟悉的知识。He
describes himself as nothing like these super apostles.
他形容自己不是像那些很厉害的使徒。Talk
about an underdog.
就他是一个弱势的平庸人。You
have to understand he's not self-pitying himself.
他不是将自己提高。
He understands something about the kingdom of God. God loves small people. Anyone who's ever read through the Bible knows God loves small people is a threat that goes through the entire Bible.
When you read the Bible, you see that God loves small people.
God has a habit of siding with underdogs.
神帮助与平庸的人来同在。
Joseph,
约西,
the favorite son of Jacob, ended up being a prisoner in Egypt.
雅各的最爱的孩子，他成为一个在犯人。
Yet God used him to become the second in command of Egypt to rescue his whole family.
但神使用他成为埃及第二个最有能、最有力量的人。
What about Moses?
摩西呢?
Moses was going to be killed, supposedly killed as a three-month-old baby.
摩西在很小的时候就被放弃。
But he is the one who would lead Israel across the Red Sea out of Egypt.
但是神使用他带领以色列民出埃及。
In the book of Deuteronomy,
在申命记,
God said to Israel,
神对以色列民,
You are a small and insignificant nation compared to all the other nations.
他说你们是小而不重要的国家。
God says, but I pick you.
但神说我拣选你。
What about Gideon?
基甸呢?
Remember Gideon, guys? Kids?
你记得基甸是谁吗?
You see, kids pay attention or they're sleeping, so it's great. Remember Gideon?
他们没有睡觉啊, 很好。
When God asked him to fight the Midianites, how many did he ask him?
当神叫基甸去你们米甸人 打仗的时候呢，他有多少人
？Come on, how many soldiers did God ask him to pick?
他们用多少人和米甸人打呢
？Give you a hint, 299 plus one. come on. Yeah, 300.
三百人来和米甸人。
But in the beginning, Gideon said, "Why you pick me? I'm the weakest in my clan."
到开始的时候，基甸说：“我是最软弱的人。”
What about David?
那是神使用的。
A shepherd boy that nobody even remembered. His own father didn't even remember about his existence.
一个小个牧羊人。
And yet, how many stones did he use to kill Goliath?
那是
啊。Huh? Yeah, one. Give that boy some snacks. One. Oh yeah, right, sorry, you're not supposed to have snacks in here. What about Daniel?
What, 但以理呢?
On a diet of vegetable and water, yet look healthier than all the others who ate meat.
他只是吃蔬菜和水，但是他比其他的人强壮。
What about Esther, the lowly girl who becomes the queen and rescues Israel?
以西帖呢？他有个很卑微的那个犹太的女孩子成为一个女王。
The entire Sermon on the Mount is God loves small people.
整个在山上的宝训都是讲神爱微小的人。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
屈心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, and so on and on.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们承受地土。
Children, hold the keys to the kingdom of God.
孩子拿着天国的钥匙。
You can't enter the kingdom of God unless you're childlike.
那这个在神的国里面的人都好像孩子一样。
Listen, parents, how many of you give your five-year-old house your house keys?
你有没有的父母给你个孩子有个钥匙呢
？Or car keys?
有没有
？Do you?
确实了。
Sorry, I keep picking on you. You're sitting in the front. What can I do? You see, this is why people don't sit in front. Just to get picked. Children are the most important in the kingdom of God. Think about it.
孩子在神的国里面最重要。
Peter and the disciples.
彼得和其他的门徒。
Uneducated fishermen.
他们没有受过教育的渔民。
Turn the world upside down.
但是他改变这个世界。
What about John later on exiled on the island of Patmos?
约翰呢，他被放逐在那个
forsaken and isolated.
被人放逐,
yet he is the one that Jesus shows up and tells him all about the end times.
但是神将末后的预计告诉他,
and of course, the ultimate underdog.
他是一个软弱的,
isn't that our Lord Jesus Christ?
一个软弱的人, 他,
The weak and frail Lamb of God led to be slaughtered on the cross. Come down from the cross and we'll believe you.
当人讥笑他,
the Lamb that was slain on Good Friday becomes the Lord of all on Sunday.
在受难节被
Scripture is unequivocally clear. God loves small people. Amen.
神爱微小的人.
Even if you're tall and big, you can still say that, okay? Don't worry.
你就是你高大勇猛的都是可以这么说。
This is how the kingdom of God expresses itself in concrete reality on earth today.
就是神的国怎么样在实实在在地显在我们的面前。
God acts powerfully when the odds are stacked against him and his people.
神帮助他的子民在困难的时候。
He chooses the weak.
他拣选软弱的。
The useless.
没用的,
they're valueless.
没有能力的,
the unwanted.
没有人要的,
the poor and the marginalized.
贫穷要边缘化的,
he does not care for great numbers.
神, 耶稣不是注目在人数方面,
all he needed is those who are willing to follow.
他只需要一些愿意跟随的。
When we are weak, he is strong.
当我们软弱的时候，什么时候软弱，我们什么就刚强。
God loves small people. Amen.
神爱微小的人。
That's why Paul, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, he says, For foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weaknesses of God is stronger than human. For consider your calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Many of you were powerful. Not many of you are noble at birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
因神的愚拙总比人虚伪，神的软弱总比人强壮。弟兄们呢，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的也不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的受苦；又拣选了世上软弱的，为了叫那强壮的受苦。 神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，为使一切有学习的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。Why
is why is it that way? Why does God have His kingdom show up this way on earth?
为什么神的教会是这样的呢？
It is certainly true that the heavenly kingdom is glorious, powerful, and mighty.
神的国不是光荣的吗？
But in a world that is full of sin, we have certainly have a misunderstanding of power, glory. Do you remember as soon as Jesus does a few miracles in John 6, what do they want to do to him?
当耶稣有几个神迹的时候，有多少人跟随他？
They wanted to make him king.
就很多人来。
Why?
为什么？
Because they want to overthrow the Romans.
因为他们要推翻那个罗马的帝国。
They want glory.
他需要战争,
they want earthly power.
他需要地上的能力.
If God's kingdom were on full display without any veil covering it,
如果是神的国是这样的，你觉得怎么样？
In forms of humility and meekness,
如果神来到我们面前是在谦卑的那个软弱的,
then we would worship him out of fear.
我, 如果神是很有能力的来到我们面前的话呢，我们就继续惧怕他来，才来敬拜他。
Out of love. Out of fear, not out of love, that's what I wanted to say.
不是在爱里面来敬拜他。
Because he gives us bread.
因为这是不同的一个看法。
We get things from him.
我是来有在他里得的东西。
Or because he seems to be the winner, so we side with the winner.
当我看到他的时候，我觉得他是一个得胜的人，我们就跟着他。
But we will never worship this God by faith.
但是我们不是因为他强壮，那敬拜他的时候，我们是不是用信心来敬拜他。
And we would never worship him out of love.
那永远不是用爱来敬拜他。
And that's why the only way for God to display his kingship on earth is a manger and a cross.
所以为什么神差他儿子来的时候是在马槽里面。
Jesus Christ, who though he was the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being formed in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为权夺的，反倒屈己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存信顺服，以至于死。
My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said.
我的国不是这个世界的国。
If it were, my servants would fight.
如果是这样的话，那我的仆人就打了。
The path to victory over sin, hell, sin, death, and hell is not through brute force.
这个在得胜、战胜罪恶的、死亡的，这不是用啊。
But by humble submission.
但是有那个我们的谦卑顺服,
suffering and humiliation.
受苦谦卑.
This is why Jesus compares the kingdom of God to this tiny little seed.
所以耶稣在那个比较神的国好像是小小的芥菜种。
It would grow into a big tree.
但是这个小小的种子可以成为一个很高的树。
And now we understand why the Apostle Paul says the cross is folly to those who are perishing.
所以你是明白，因为基督的十字架是给那个灭亡的人。But
to those who are being saved, 但是, it is the power of God.
但是那些被神所教的，是这个神的能力。How
many of you heard of the name Gladys Aylward?
你不知道你不知道一个艾维德的女婿。
She was born in 1902 in England.
她在1920年在英国出生。
As a young person, she had a heart to reach, to bring the gospel to China.
当年轻的时候，她要将神的福音来带给中国人。
But she had three things against her.
但是她有两个方面。
She was unmarried.
第一,
She was unmarried as a
她没有结婚。
She was a short person.
她是很矮小。
And she had no theological training.
她没有读神学。
No missionary agency would send her to China.
没有一个差位会派她去中国。
But because she was so convinced that God was calling her,
但是她是很明确的知道这是神对她的呼召。
A young woman, this young woman, made it save enough money, took the train from England to China through Russia.
这个年轻的女孩用她自己的钱坐火车去中国。
As if that's not difficult enough, once she makes it to China, she adopted 100 orphans.
她去了中国之后呢，她收养了100多个孤儿。
And that was just the beginning of World War II.
但是那个时候是第二次世界大战。
The Japanese invaded China.
日本人闯进了中国。
She refused to leave her children behind.
她拒绝放弃她的孩子。
So imagine this tiny little woman.
那个时候呢?
bringing 100 kids,
带着100多个孩子,
crossing mountains and rivers,
穿上过岭的逃跑,
to flee from the Japanese to safety.
就离开, 那个日本人的军队。
Halfway through the journey, she was so exhausted she was ready to give up.
走一半路之后呢,她非常的疲倦,几乎要放弃。
And that's when a little 13-year-old child comes up to her.
但是那个时候一个13岁的女孩子走来,
and reminded her of the story of Moses leading God's people out, crossing the Red Sea.
提醒她摩西怎么样带以色列民去埃及。
But Gladys protested.
但是艾维德就说,
she said, I'm not Moses.
但是我不是摩西嘛。
The young girl said,
她的孩子说,
of course you're not.
当然你不是。
But God is still God.
但神还是神。
You see, we often think that we're not these great people like the ones we see in the Bible.
我是不是很多的伟大的人在圣经里面的。
Abraham, or I'm not like Moses or Abraham or Peter or David.
亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、彼得。
But think about this for a second.
你看，想一想。
Are they really as great as they seem to be?
他们是不是这么的伟大呢？
Abraham pimped his wife out because he was afraid to die.
亚伯拉罕出卖了他的妻子给法老，
Moses was a murderer on the run.
摩西逃跑。
David was a womanizer.
大卫是一个好戏的人。
Peter was a hot-tempered, loud-mouthed leader wannabe.
彼得是个外脾气，随便说话不经带脑的。
Who would betray our Lord in the most crucial moment?
但最重要的关头，他出卖了他的主。
Would you like that as your senior pastor?
你要他做你的主任牧师吗？
A guy, a pimp, a murderer, a womanizer, a hot-tempered man who has no loyalty whatsoever?
一个出卖妻子、杀人的好事的人、坏脾气的人。
It's not about them. It's God is God.
神还是神。
God chooses underdogs.
神拣选那些平庸的、微小的人。
Ordinary people like you and me.
平常的人好像是你和我一样，
to do absolutely remarkable things in the world.
但你可以做最很伟大的事。
Remember Elijah?
你记得以利亚吗？
The most powerful prophet in the Old Testament?
以利亚是最强的一个先知。
The book of James says, Elijah is just like us.
但是雅各书这么讲，以利亚是都是和我们一样的人。
Many of you know Hudson Taylor.
你记得戴德生吗？
Perhaps one of the greatest missionary ever lived.
戴德生是那个最伟大的一个宣教士。
Hundreds of years ago, he started China Inland Mission that became today's OMF, Overseas Missions Fellowship.
100多年前，他在建立中国的内地位。
One day, the leader of Church of Scotland walked up to him and said,
有一天呢，苏格兰的一个教会的领袖来告诉他，
You must sometimes be tempted to be proud because the wonderful way God has used you. I doubt if any man living has a greater honor.
这个领袖说，你必定是很骄傲，因为你为神做了这么大的工作。
He said, Mr. Taylor replied,
他说恰恰相反。
On the contrary, I often think that God must have been looking for someone small enough and weak enough for him to use, and that he found.
他说恰恰相反，我想神是寻找一个微小软弱的人为他所用。
I began my studies in
2019. 2019年我开始我的工作。
I was on the top of the world.
那时候我觉得是在最高的最我的最高峰。
I didn't have to work.
我不用做工。
I can study full time.
我也全时间的学习。
I even got to visit Scotland.
我是
to visit my professor.
我可以和面见我的老师。
But in the beginning of 2020, we were struck with one tragedy after another.
但2020年时候呢，我是遇见不同的挑一件挑战。
The The pandemic hadn't even started at that point.
那个时候呢，疫情还没有开启。
Yet I was resolved to keep going.
但是我确定了向前走。
I said to God, I'm going to crawl to the finish line if I have to. I'm going to get it done.
我对神说，如果需要的话，我要爬到终点。
You know this. You know, in my head, I have this great image of me. You know, the soldier. You know, marching up the hill.
在我心里面，我就好像一个很勇敢的士兵，能够超兵超向啊那个最高的山峰。
But then I got sick.
但是我病了。
At that point, I fell off the cliff.
我好像是我掉下悬崖一样。
I had no strength to keep going.
那是那个时候我没有能力向前走。
At one point, I thought I was going to die.
有时期我想我要死了。
I had to suspend my studies.
我停止我的学习。
Because I was faced with a very difficult health problem.
因为我有很多的健康的问题。
I was thinking of giving up.
我很想来放弃。
Instead of the promised land, I found myself in the wilderness.
是不是我的应许基地呢？不是，我是在旷野之中。
It was in the midst of this very dark time God said to me,
这是一个非常黑暗的时段时候,
it is not you that will crawl to the finish line.
不是你，神对我说，不是你要爬到终点。
I will carry you to the finish line.
那是我要抱着你，抱着你去的终点。
You have to learn to trust me.
你要学习这个。
We live near Lake Ontario, so one morning I was walking along the shore of Lake Ontario.
我住在那个安大略湖的旁边，有一天呢，在去那个湖边走路。
There's a beach nearby, and I saw this huge jar. Somebody left behind this concrete jar on the beach.
那个有个在海滩上面有一个破烂的瓦器。
As you can see, it is broken.
那是这是。
But water has come in time after time and kind of smoothed out all the rough edges.
当然水呢，将它的很利的边能够很平滑。
As I stood on the beach, God said to me.
那是在那个神对我说。
Is that right? God said to me, I don't know, I'm making this up. Am I speaking in tongues? Woohoo! Oh, cool. Okay, God said, you see this jar?
神说,你看到这个瓦瓶吗?
That jar is you.
这个瓦瓶就是你。
You are a broken jar of clay.
你是一个破碎的瓦瓶。
But I am the potter.
但是我是个窑匠。
I am smoothing out your edges.
我可以将你的瓶,将你的 锋利的边缘磨瓦。
In brokenness, you will serve me.
在你的破碎里面，你要侍奉我。
You will live the life of the underdog.
你要在我面前来侍奉。
But my grace will always be sufficient.
但是我的恩典够你用。
My power is made perfect in your weakness.
我的能力在你软弱里面显得完全。
What is your image of a senior pastor?
你在你心目里面，你的主路牧师是怎么样
？Somebody charismatic，
是不是很有魅力的
？Somebody who's commanding and can draw following，
是不是有人可以吸引很多人的跟随呢
？Somebody tall, dark, and handsome，
是不是有高有黑有帅呢
？Listen, tall, dark, and handsome， I only got 2 out of 3。
那这两个都不是了。
That applies for both of us，
我两个一样。
Some of you needed a minute. You're like, which two of you?
有人呢需要想一想，我哪一样缺乏？
Perhaps you wish you have a pastor who have tons of degrees behind his name.
可能你需要个牧者需要很多的学位。
My mentor once told me.
我的老师告诉我。
5 minutes in a board meeting and nobody cares what degree you have.
当你走进了就位啊开会的时候呢。 5分钟之后，他们忘记你有什么学位。
Perhaps you're looking for somebody morally perfect.
是有些人是道德上很完全呢。
Like the Apostle Paul, I would say I'm the chief of sinners.
但是保罗说，在罪人之中，我是个罪魁。
I am nothing but a jar of clay.
我只是破碎的一个瓦器。
It is the Jesus who lives in me. That is the treasure.
但是主耶稣这个宝器在我们里面活着。
And that is the same for all of us underdogs.
这是好，这是被我们每一个平庸的人，阿门吗？
It is the treasure of, it's the Jesus in you that makes you the treasure.
但是，其实主耶稣与你同在，住在你里面，将你成为宝贵的。
In 1985, the William Brothers had a really wonderful song in the chorus. It said this.
这个魏仁旭兄弟的一个歌手里面，他有一句话。
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
我只是一名无名的小猪，详细将那位能拯救人的人介绍给每一位。
So if I have anything to boast,
如果有夸口的话呢？
I will boast of my weakness.
我夸我的软弱。
So that I live by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Jesus Christ who lives in me.
让我可以依靠神的能力，神的圣灵。
God loves small people for me is not some interesting catchphrase.
神爱微小的人不是个好口号，乃是我。
Although I thought it would be a great book title.
是。
For me, it is a battle cry of my life.
这是我行动的方向。
And if you have me as your senior pastor,
如果你要我做你的, 主任牧师的话呢,
I hope it will become the battle cry of this church.
我希望你也这是这个教会的好靠。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
How many of you live like the jar of clay? Broken, unwanted, seems insignificant. Yet hear the voice of the Lord today. He says to you, because of my son, you are valuable in my kingdom. You are important in my kingdom. Because of my power, that through your weakness, I will do amazing things. All I ask is that you walk a life of obedience following my son, and you will live in my grace and my power. I promise you. These are the word of the Lord to Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church. And Lord Jesus, I pray this church will have nothing to boast except for the power and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And tell the world, we are nothing but beggars who have found food. We are nothing but sinners who have found freedom. We are nothing but sick people who have found healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is who we are. That is who we are. And we ask for all these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you guys. That's the scheduled time for our service, so if you have to go, we understand. But if you would join us in a response song, we would ask you to rise and stand with us.
Keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Amen. Well, we have a couple benedictions for you here as we go, and a big thank you to Pastor Arthur for joining us today and for sharing his word with us today. So thank you for that. But by way of benediction, until next week, we invite you back again next week. My benediction today is from 2 Corinthians 13:14 that says this: "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen."
我们低头领受颂唱而来的祝福，但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，常常与弟兄姐妹同在，一直到主耶稣从荣耀中再来的日子。阿门。请坐。